You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
And I'm speaking to Irfan Khairy, internet marketer, in our toolkit segment. And today we're speaking about promoting your service on the internet. Irfan, what are the benefits for the service industry, like insurance agents or real estate agents, to have a website?
Okay, if we're in the service industry like insurance agent, probably in one day, a good day, we can meet up to about 4 or 5 prospects, and that's probably a good day. I mean, but if you have a blog or if you have a website, you can actually meet 300, 400 prospects per day on your website. So by having a website, you can get a bigger market, but and also at the same time at a lower cost. Before I mentioned that to have a blog or to have a website, it costs about 150 ringgit for the whole year. And then with that, you can target the whole of Malaysia with the internet users, about 15 million users in Malaysia by itself. So by having a blog or having a website online, you can actually get more prospect rather than meeting face to face. We are quite limited to your time, 3 or 4 people per day. But with an internet, with a good website, you can get 300-400 people to visit your website per day. I mean, like for my blog, for my blog, I get about 2,000-3,000 visitors per day. So it's like if I were to meet 2,000-3,000 people individually, I wouldn't be able to do that. So that's a good advantage of having an internet presence for a service industry.
Right. How do you know how many people have visited your website? How do you monitor that?
Oh, okay. To monitor that, you need this one nifty tool. It's called statcounter.com. It's free. You can just go to statcounter.com and then you can register for this a little visitor counter. I mean, like, I'm sure you've been to our website and see that like 2,000 people visiting, something like that. Yeah? And then so you put that on your website and you can track visitors, daily visitors. Okay. Here, I need to take note that there are two types of tracking you need to do. One is called unique visitors, which is very important. Unique visitors refers to how many visitors actually visit your site per day, whereas the other one will be page views. Page views will tell you that how many repeat visitors or the same visitor visit your website 5-6 times a day. So that will be into page views. Okay, unique visitors will be good to detect your prospect. Okay, and however, on the other hand, page views will be good to see if your website is good enough. The content of your website is good enough, so that that makes people to come visit over and over again. For service industry, you need lots of information on your website or on your blog, because with lots of information, there more people will come, more people will return visit your website to read the information, and then you can convert the prospect into a buyer.
Right. What's that website again?
Statcounter.com. statcounter.com.
Okay, so what's the most important element you must have on your website so that people will buy from you? You mentioned blogs. Is there anything more?
Okay. I mentioned information. Because it's the information age, the more information you put on your website, the easier people will buy from you. But also put benefits of your services on your website. And we heard that it's 90% purchases are emotional purchases, so put benefits in there. I mean, your visitors will ask this question: what's in it for me? I mean, they will ask, so what if I get your product? So what you need to do is address this issue, come up with the so what answer for your services and put it on your website, put it on your blog. So the more you can answer the question of so what, it's easier for you to attract the emotion side of your prospect and easier to get more customers. So it's important to know that 90% of purchases are emotional purchases. So target the so what element.
Is there such a thing as too much information?
No, I don't believe in too much information, because you need to you can look at internet as similar to real estate. I mean, like if you're in real estate business, you need lots of real estate to get more money. So on the internet, information is your real estate. The more information you put on the internet, the easier people can find you. Put it at many different places: blog, websites, there's YouTube and other social networking sites. The more you have your own web presence, the easier people can find you. So think of your information as your real estate on the internet.
Information as your real estate on the internet. BFM 89.9, I'm speaking to Irfan Khairy, internet marketer, in our toolkit segment. And today we're speaking about promoting your service on the internet. Why is it important to have a blog?
Okay, it's important to have a blog. Number one is because, again, it's information. And what's more important is updated information. Unless you leave your blog like 6 months without updating, that's not good. You need to update your blog so you get fresh contents in there. And then before I have introduced, if I'm not mistaken, I've introduced this concept, six till it sticks.
Yes,
have I
you
said
have.
That? Okay, six till it sticks. It states that your visitor will not buy a product from you from one visit, but they need at least 6 visits to your website. Then only they will buy from you. So with blog, with updated info, you get people to visit your site every day, and then every other day, depending on how often you update your blog, and you can get you can build trust from that. And then also by having a blog, you actually have your own voice out there. You have your own voice, and it's very important to build your brand as a service on the internet by having a blog.
Right. And what are the ways to promote a blog?
Okay. Number one, to promote a blog, probably using a search engine, and that's an instant way promoting online, because search engine, when we do a search on a search engine, they will get information. So hopefully the information that you have on your blog will appear on the search engines like Google, Yahoo, or MSN. Okay. Also, it's quite important for us to know what to write on our blog, so it's easier to people to find us. So to do this, I've mentioned also before the Google keyword tool. Okay, Google keyword tool will also recommend words that most often people search online. Say for example, if we're doing real estate, what you can do is go to Google keyword tool and then type in real estate, and then it will give dozens of options what other keywords are related. For example, maybe real estate Malaysia, real estate Kuala Lumpur, something like that, bungalows and everything like that, and then go through the list, and that you can see all these related keywords and get ideas on what you need to write on your blog. So the concept is that if people are searching for these keywords, it means that there's lots of demand out there for the information from this. So what you need to do is put all the important information on your website, and then people will find you through the search engines. And other than that, also don't forget that because service industry is also an offline business as well, don't forget to put your URL on your business cards, and also if you would have a brochure leaflets, put it on your brochure leaflet. One thing, Frida, I always see that people put like a tiny URL, their domain name on their website. So what I advise is do something like me. I put my website address like in big bold letters, so people will actually know to visit your website.
Maybe they have no time to update it.
Yeah,
that's why. So is blogging the only way for those in the service industry to use the internet?
Okay, other than blog is a favorite way. I would recommend, because it's usually updated, and people can get fresh contents. That's what people are looking for. Other than that, the other option, it's just a normal website. The difference between a normal website and a blog is that a blog is more interactive, where you can update regularly, and also your visitors can actually drop comments and leave comments and interact with you. So that's a plus point to get the six till it stick. Okay. How, on the other hand, a normal website is usually a static website. What people say is like a brochure website. You have a few links about your service, the fee, and all the other things. So that's what you can do. Also a static website. But in comparison, blogs works better than a static website. Usually a static website is just to close a sale. However, a blog is to pull in the traffic and towards the website. So if my advice, why not do both? Okay, like diversify, like you say.
Right. Okay, so if you're talking to a real estate agent, insurance agent, and they're listening, yes, I need to set up a blog and say, I just want to sell real estate or insurance. What if I can't write properly?
Okay, if you can't write properly, what you can do is you can hire ghostwriters to help you write. That's one way of doing it. You can search in Google. There are cheap ghostwriters out there. Sometimes they you need only to pay about $5 to get them to write an article about real estate for you. That's one way of doing it. Another way is actually you can get already written articles out there from what they call as articles database, where you can use the articles, search for articles, about real estate, and then you can just cut and paste into your website. Usually getting these kind of articles, you just need to leave the credit of the author there. And by doing so, you can have lots of information on your website. Again, my advice would be like, if you try and write something from yourself, because it will give you your own voice, your own brand, and people see you as an expert rather than taking other people's work on your website.
BFM 89.9, the business station.